They that have done good things shall come forth unto the resurrection of life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your Excellency, Reverend Fathers, dear children, today we commemorate all the faithful souls departed, and today's Gospel is part of a great speech of our Lord when he healed an infirm man on the Sabbath and was criticized of breaking the law. With plain words, he shows us that the charity of God towards God-loving souls knows no boundaries, and that they can rest in peace, trustful of their resurrection of everlasting life. The image of a sick and weak man in the Gospel is really an image of the whole suffering mankind, but to whom Son of God has shown mercy and redeemed them. He, the incarnate Son of God, is our helper and comforter. God, who knows everything, knows also our weaknesses much better than ourselves, and therefore we need never to be afraid that he would not accept our repentance. This love of God is like in the old and beautiful story about five children whose mother died of illness. The oldest one of these was a girl of 10 years old, and since their father was very poor and could hire no one to take care of his little children, this 10-year-old girl had to become a mother for her 4 younger siblings. Faithfully, she tried to do all the things her mother had done. She washed and ironed and cooked and cleaned and took care of her little brothers and sisters. Up early in the morning, she worked until late at night. But 4 whole years of this wore out her strength. She fell victim to tuberculosis, a very serious disease which in former times was almost always fatal. As she lay dying, she expressed a worry of anxiety to a neighbor lady who had come to console her. The lady asked why she felt anxiety, and the girl answered, "Oh, you know how things have been since mother died. I've been so busy that I have had no time to do anything for Jesus. I've had very little time for prayer and such things. What can I show him? What can I give him?" The visitor took into her own the worn and calloused hands of the dying girl and then assured her, "Darling, you don't have to tell Jesus anything or give him anything. Just show him your hands." What a consoling thought! This girl, really a child herself, sacrificed 4 years from her short life to be a mother to her little siblings. She herself thought that her life as a follower of our Lord had been a failure. And we today, in this Mass for our deceased dear ones, whose names rest on the altar, offer our own prayers for them. and we also might occasionally feel anxiety about our fathers, our mothers, our grandfathers or grandmothers, brothers, sisters, friends, or even of our children, if God in His goodness has chosen to call them from this life. How clement and sweet has the Holy Mother Church been in establishing this day as the commemoration of all souls, to cast away our doubts and worries about our dear faithful departed. Our Lord tells us today, "They that have done good things shall come forth unto the resurrection of life." We think of our mothers and fathers who have often worked themselves to exhaustion in trying to secure a comfortable life for us. We think of our siblings with whom we might have had quarrels sometimes, but who really were no worse than we ourselves are. We think of our friends which we have lost and the good time we had with them, but often forgetting that no joy which we had with them on earth can be compared with that which waits in heaven. And we think of our spouses with whom married life might have been rocky sometimes, but with whom even the worst time was paradise then, when compared to the emptiness the world is now filled without him or her. To all of us with anxiety, the Church tells us today to have no fear. They have shown their hands, which worked so tirelessly, to our Lord and Master, and our Lord has promised that they shall come forth unto the resurrection of life. And because good Lord has shown such clemency to them, he has removed also any anxiety what we might have for our own eternal salvation. So sweet is the mercy of God that after it has been shown to all our departed dear ones, there is still plenty of left for us when our own turn comes to join the departed souls. And as the final verse of the song, "O Sacred Head Now Wounded," says, "When in the arms of Jesus my lips shall pallid grow, then shall that blood so precious, which from his wounds did flow, anoint my body dying, my soul will join the blessed, eternal bliss enjoying, my flesh in hope shall rest." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.